Good Monday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, news from the Berkshires this morning.
Yeah, David, a sad piece of news, and that is that Bob Wilmers, a guy I considered a friend who I liked very much, has died. And he was one of the principals who put the money up to resuscitate the Berkshire Eagle in the hope that newspapers in America could be resuscitated. He was the head of the famous M&T Bank. He made it into a banking powerhouse, and he was very generous with an awful lot of people. And I liked him very much. He didn't mince words. He was a guy who I think really had a sense of integrity. And I know that he spent a lot of time at the Berkshire Eagle making sure that his investment was well served. He was a guy who talked to everybody up and down the line, and I always enjoyed my time with him. In many ways, I considered him to be the conscience of that operation of the Berkshire Eagle resuscitation. I know that he was a man who said that his money should be well used. And I have to say, I had tremendous respect for the guy, and I am very upset with his passing.
From there to the tax cut bill that is expected to be voted on by Christmas. Your thoughts this morning?
David, the tax cut bill will go through. They are now talking about making last-minute changes. I don't know what they are, but I do know a couple of things about this bill. In many ways, it is unpopular with the American people, who are absolutely aware what the Republican majority in both houses of Congress have done here is to put up a bill which will be very, very good for the richest among us and not so good for everybody else. In other words, there may be small tax cuts, but with those tax cuts are going to come other things. They were going to do it so you were going to be able to pay on a postcard. That, of course, isn't happening. They were going to reduce the number of categories that people pay in, and they are the same as ever. They were going to reduce all kinds of deductions which haven't been reduced. But in the end, the American people know a stinker when they see it. They are against it. They have said so in polls, and yet it's going to happen. And in the end, it's going to really increase the debt of the United States. And the hypocrisy there is, of course, that these very Republicans who are doing this and are going to raise the debt by $1.5 trillion are the very people who all along have said that we have to reduce the national debt. Now, how can you have both? And you get guys like Bob Corker, who were saying all along that he wasn't going to go along with it, who have. Because in the end, that's who this group of people are. They are watching out for their donors. They're watching out for the people who are closest to them. It's going to happen. Now, could there be meaningful tax reform? There could and should be. But this ain't it. And the hypocrisy and the disgust which many Americans feel for this is going to be made palpable as they begin to see what it's going to cost them.
The Russia investigation, friction rising now, Alan, between President Trump's lawyers and the special prosecutor Robert Mueller's team, a lawyer for the president, accused the special counsel of illegally obtaining emails and other records from the transition team, which they've denied. Your thoughts this morning? The president says he's not considering firing Mueller.
Well, the president is a well-known liar. He lies all the time. He says he's not going to fire Preet Bharara. He fires Preet Bharara. He says he's not going to fire Comey. He fires Comey. He says he's not going to fire Mueller. But many of us expect that he will have to, because this is a fast train towards impeachment and perhaps, unusually, indictment of a sitting president. I mean, if they find this collusion, it reminds me so much of Nixon standing up there saying, "I'm not a crook." Well, wait a second now. There has been no collusion. It sounds awfully familiar to me. Now, Mueller has done exactly the right thing. He's gotten all of the documents. He got people to give the documents who were agreeing to it. He did it legally, and it was all during the campaign itself. So he wasn't the president yet. It doesn't have any kind of special privilege. And now he's saying, "Well, my people are very, very upset about this." But we know what this is. This is, as the legal news tightens here, the president doesn't look well. Looks like he's into panic, and we certainly expect that if he does fire Mueller, it will cause a constitutional crisis of the first order. And many people consider, if he does that, that it will be the first step in a coup d'etat in American government. In other words, the march towards a certain kind of fascism. What's been fascinating in the last couple of days are the relationship that he is denying of collusion with the Russians, as the Russian president thanks him for having put a stop to an ISIS-born plot. This is the kind of thing which is beginning to smell more and more like fish all the time.